Welcome to Next Level Healing. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Perry. For 25 years, I've helped professionals, first responders, celebrities, Olympians, teachers, moms, dads, and people just like you achieve their results better and faster than they thought possible. This is where measurable modern science meets the quantum. We're so glad you're here. Let's dive right in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Next Level Healing. I am here with Nan. Nan has done my process, and I'm really excited for her to share with you guys what her experience has been. So, Nan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Tara.
So what was life like prior to working with me, and why did you think that this was a good fit for you?
Prior to working with you, I have had a struggle with sugar all my life. And I've gone through long times of willpower not eating sugar and long times of, I had been on the yo-yo diet game for years until about 30 years ago, I quit. And I said, this has got to stop. And I've maintained the same weight for 30 years.
So what was the struggle that you were currently having before we started working together? And then how did that shift and change? At what point did you realize, oh, this is different, this is working for me?
Well, what happened was I realized that you came on and spoke to a friend of mine in a group that I'm a part of with Lisa McCourt's Joy School.
Love her.
I decided that I listened to you and I heard a little voice say, follow up, follow up, follow up. Because I have struggled with that sugar and it had never, ever gone away. Yet I've done so much internal work and I have done a lot of stuff, but I still couldn't get past it. So I knew there was something that I wasn't able to find in order to be able to let go of sugar. So we had our little 40-minute or however long session with my husband sitting here. And it went so beautifully, and I could tell I just felt so comfortable and so much at ease. And my husband, who, that was a beautiful process, by the way. It is important to have that significant person in your life with you when you're going through this and have been there for that initial discussion so that he would be on board with me and support me 100%. And he was the one that nudged me and said, somehow we'll find the money. Do it.
Beautiful. So you guys made a joint decision that this was the correct thing for you. Wonderful.
Yeah. He felt it and he was willing. He knew that there was something there and that I had this need. He's always been that way. Very supportive and helpful and very much wanting me to have what I need. But what did it for me was that very first session we had, our first 90 minutes together. I haven't touched a bite of sugar since then.
Wow.
And that's now over 2 months.
And what's the feeling like not having that addiction ruling your life?
Absolute freedom. Mm. It's just absolutely the strangest, most unusual experience. There was the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas and people cooking and providing treats and all sorts of things around me and all around me. And there was no desire. It was gone, absolutely gone. And I can't say that I didn't, out of habit, almost want to grab and go for because what the past pattern had been. However, there was no real sugar draw like there had been.
Nice. And so now that you're looking back and you're feeling like a different person than you were 90 days ago, what is that experience like?
That experience is, like I said, freedom, number one. It's eye-opening and life-changing. You know, I have no idea. I feel like now it's proven to me just how strong the subconscious mind is and how controlling it had been of this particular addiction. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of other things that I will be working towards, too, that are a part of that in my life. But it's so beautiful to know that the tools are there and that it's a freedom feeling that if I am willing, you know, they always said the teacher shows up when you need it. Well, you showed up at the right time.
The teacher shows up when the student is ready.
Yeah, that's true.
So you were just done with the old way of being. You were ready to change and you said, sign me up.
And that's totally the way it feels. It doesn't feel, I don't feel like I'm the same person. You know, it feels like everything about me is what I knew. I mean, I've always been at the core the same person. That never has felt changed. But what has changed is the way that I look at myself. And I no longer have that feeling of dread of every day. Okay, here I go again. Got to try, you know. And every time I would see sugar, say no, no, no. Then that wouldn't work. That just wouldn't work. It would for a while. I mean, everybody, I think we can all put our willpower to something for a while. But there was just a draw that would not go away. And now the freedom from that is just opening up doors and avenues to changing other patterns of eating in my life.
So if you're not feeling dread like you used to feel, what are the emotions that you feel now? Hey guys, studies are showing that 68% of people that watch podcasts regularly don't click the subscribe button. Do me a huge favor. If you like this content, click subscribe so other people know where to go for the cool stuff. Thank you.
I think that it's a combination. I've always been a happy, joyful person. Mm-hmm. Even in the middle of, because I realized that joy is not a state of happiness and joy are different.
Mm-hmm.
And that being joyful has always been, even in the middle of crises in my life, the traumas that I have suffered. And I guess it's a recognition that even with the trauma, there's a part of me that can find that healing space. So I feel the freedom that comes from that. But I also think I feel the excitement of getting up every morning now and looking forward to what's ahead. Not knowing, I mean, every day is a brand new opportunity, but just a feeling of, okay, joy. Yeah, it's a joyful, but in combination with a real happiness that goes with that, a recognition that it's okay. I'm good. Loving myself more.
So beautiful. So beautiful. So what would your advice be to somebody who is feeling the dread, feeling the struggle, feeling that they're addicted to something they can't break? What would you say to them?
Sign up for you. Yes, absolutely. I think that the key is it definitely is the subconscious.
Yeah.
And I think that it has more control over our lives than most of us in this waking world realize.
Beautiful.
Meditation helps.
Yes.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
And I know you're a Joe Dispenza person who believes totally in what he does. And I do too.
Uh-huh.
Meditation helps, but it doesn't, it's not the total thing. It's not the total package. There has to be the willingness in me, number one, to change, to recognize that I'm, and it wasn't that I was miserable because I'm just not a miserable person.
No, you radiate a eternal happiness. No, it's a beautiful thing. You radiate a positivity and that part of you has not changed. It's just lovely to see a newer sense of freedom.
Yeah. And it's a freedom of loving myself differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that the experiences I've had in my life, the difficulties I've had, and there have been plenty. I mean, to be a joyful person doesn't mean that there hasn't been lots of trauma. I don't know a human being that I've met that hasn't had trauma in their life.
Yeah.
Some sort. And I've learned to recognize the difference between little and big. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you think your trauma is small compared to somebody else that's had something terrible happen, like a Holocaust survivor versus somebody like me with this addiction. You know, it doesn't matter. It's still trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it still needs healing.
Beautiful. I'm curious, Nan, if you were to go back and talk to yourself as an 8-year-old, what would you say to yourself as an 8-year-old?
There is hope.
Uh-huh.
And to have faith.
Uh-huh.
And to realize that I'm beautiful, wonderful, and to love myself more.
Beautiful. Aw. Nan, thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule to share your message with our audience. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
The most important thing to me is deciding within myself that I was ready and willing, no matter what it meant, and to take that step. Because believing that I could first, and being willing second, and third, going ahead and doing it.
Well said. And I'm so proud of you. You warm my heart. It's just such a joy to work with you.
Vice versa. Everybody, you will love Tara. It's worth it.
Aw, thanks so much. So we'll see you on the next level, next episode of Next Level Healing, folks. And if you got value out of this, please click like and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode.
And thank you, Tara.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Next Level Healing. Please like, subscribe, and let us know how this helped you. How can it be even more life-changing? We love hearing from you. And if you're eager to upgrade your life, click the button here or go to consulttara.com and get your free customized GPS map. Get the coordinates for where you are now and where you want to go. Clients consistently report it's faster and easier than they thought possible. Remember, you were meant for more, and it is available to you. See you right here next week for our next episode.